to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna J. White. I am your host for Wounded to Wonderful and Keeping It Real. Well, I know you guys know that it is not Wednesday. It is Monday, Columbus Day. All backwards, all stolen. So, with that being said, I just wanted to say that I am here today and I want to share something with you because I was thinking about going back and forth about should I put it on Wounded to Wonderful After Hours on Blog Talk Radio or should I share it here? But you know what? I am here and I think that it should be shared. So, you all know as my loving and supportive followers, I am on the dating scene. Yes, I think me and Francia Noble, we agreed that we are on the dating scene the last episode we had together. So what I wanted to share with you that it's getting me so aggravated is the fact that men speak in other languages. Girl, now you know I know about men are from Mars and women are from Venus. I get it. I've read the book back and forwards maybe 3 times. I get that. But why don't they speak in English? So I get a lot of guys that come to me who are wanting to have friends and chat. And then I say to myself when I see that, I don't want to have friends and just chat. This is a dating website. If you want to chat with other people, you go to Facebook, which is a social site. You go to Instagram, which is a social picture site. You go to any other social site that you want and you chat with them. But I was like, what does this really mean? So I happened to be over my friend Denise's house, okay? And so I saw this little book that she buys these little gadgets and little pieces of information. I saw this thing that said, Dad's Dadism. I don't know who it was made by, but it was a little small teacup book. And I started reading and I just flipped through it. And so I was like, I wonder what guyism is really about. So now, I'm going to ask the questions to men. When you say that you want to be friends with someone on a website that's totally devoted to dating, why would you put that? What do you really mean? And so I was foolish enough to ask one gentleman that, and he said, oh, I'm doing research for a project. And I said, oh, that right there got me really annoyed. And ladies, maybe I shouldn't have said that, but you guys will tell me. I was so annoyed. I was like, what? I am nobody's research project. and I will not fulfill your needs that way. So, of course, I totally blocked him and reported him for what he was doing. So, here's my question, ladies. I really want to get off of online dating, but I know that's the way to go. But I really, really, really want some input as to what's the next best thing without this online thing. I think there should be some digital, some video going on. I think there should be some audio going on. Who knows of a site that gets down like that? Because I'm so tired of the phoniness. I'm so tired of the, you know, the, oh, I got the emojis. And I was like, only children give emojis when we're talking. Who are you really? And then I got crickets. I'm so tired of, like, the roundabout that I am completely ready to stop this dating thing. But I know that because of the pandemic, because of the coronavirus, this is the steps that we have to take. And I get that. I really get that. And I want to commend anybody that has been successful. But I want to hear from all the successful ones that have completed that online dating scene thing and have been courageous and have found that dating, and I do mean dating, I don't mean finding someone and then automatically getting in a relationship with them. I don't mean that. I mean dating as to seeing who you fit well with on social engagement, whether it be in person or online, on socially being involved with them to see how the chemistry evolves so that you can say, this might be a person that I would consider long term, and be able to complete that transition to long term. That's dating. I think it's the odds of meeting someone and being involved with someone that you can actually put your love on the line for just a little bit in order to say, you know what, this person might be the one. And let me just say, love isn't something that automatically comes out, like as soon as you start talking to somebody. That's not love. That's infatuation. That's a romantic, that's a lull. Okay, so love is not low, so that everybody knows. I'm not trying to say that it's all bad or whatever, but it's a low. It just means that, okay, this looks good. This is a feel-good moment. It looks good. I am so determined to get this right that I want someone to kind of give me some instruction. You know, I know there's gurus out there that say they can connect me with the right person for a fee. You know, $1,500, $2,000, $3,000 for three, you know, connections. Uh-uh. There are so many people in this world, and if I put myself in the right direction, if I align myself, I think that I can meet the right person. But I don't think that certain websites are it. I want to have some digital confrontation or some talking with somebody. I love confrontation, so you guys know me. You know, something that challenges me. I want to speak to someone. I want to have that one-on-one. I really do. You know, give me some digital content. Give me some audio content. Let's do that. Come on. All this emojis and, you know, sending me posts from love and all, I'm not with it anymore. I'm done. And I want to put on there, unless you're real and you can give me some digital content, don't go on my page. I'm just so done with it. I don't know. Ladies, gentlemen, wherever you are out there that's listening to me, you guys please comment, you guys please give some insight, because my insight, give me some insight to me, because if you give me insight, everyone else gets insight. Every young lady gets insight. Every older woman that's looking, a mature woman that's looking to date, is getting insight. So I want you all to talk to me. Men, women alike, gurus, specialists, whoever, tell me something about the dating life. This is Edna J. White signing off. And it's not after hours, it is keeping it real.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.